Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. So we got a full morning here, a bunch of stuff. We got interviews and we've got all kinds of signings, all kinds of good stuff to talk about. This is our last day in studio this week. Tomorrow we're at Revelry and then Friday we're at Prime. So we want you to come out to both of those great places, both of them, to watch your NCAA tournament and to get in the poker tournament. I'd like to get an idea as how many poker players we got out there and how many of you are going to be able to get there. So tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein.
If won't start until you 11? Get out there until 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
So just take a lunch break and just take a whole day. Actually, you should be taking a day off anyway.
Right.
And then come challenge us in the poker tournament.
Poker tournament. I'd like to get an
idea.
You
know, watch your games anyway. You're going to have food there, drink there.
Yeah.
It's
you look up and when you know you'll get an idea of here we go last 2 minutes and you know pretty much the poker game will stop and watch the last 2 minutes of games or you know you can watch the game throughout while you're sitting that's what's awesome is while you're playing you know you get deuce seven so you throw your hand in and you just sit there and now you can sit there and you can watch a game. A nice 8-9 matchup or whatever game is on, and you can see, and you'll have all four games going on at once at Prime, and they'll set up the television so you can see them all. I mean, they got a bunch of TVs, and it's a really nice setup. If you haven't been to Prime yet, sweet.
Very
well
nice.
Done. Very well done.
So when you guys come out there, you'll just park, the valet will park your car. It's not right, it's right there. It's no big deal. They're going to have food and drink and stuff.
It'll be open for us, too. Somebody had asked if they're going to be open at 7 in the morning.
Yeah. They don't usually open until 11. Well, they're going to open at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. That day, they'll be open from 7 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So, and even, you know, while we're doing the show, if they get a 1-3 game going on or whatever, and maybe we can get in it while we're doing the show.
I don't see why we couldn't.
I don't see why you can't. I've done that before, by the way. Played poker while I was doing a radio show.
How was it? Where?
You weren't there. You weren't there.
Where, no, I would have remembered that.
No, it was a time over at 6:10, and me and my boys were up all night playing poker, and we continued the game in the morning show with a cooler of beer. Roy Marsh, Chad, went in the studio with me while you were off. I did the radio show while I dealt poker, and we played poker. Bill Van Rysdam was walking back and forth outside of the studio. Just, I know he was steaming mad. He didn't say a word. Didn't say a word to me.
You had a cooler of beer in there?
Cooler of beer. We were drinking beer and doing the show. It was awesome. It was.
Yeah, I was off that day.
You were off that
day. I don't recall
and
that
I was
day.
Doing the phones and talking and, you know.
So you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Well, you could hear the card, me shuffling the cards. Right. I actually dealt and did the show.
Three-man poker?
Three-man poker.
What were y'all playing?
We were playing Hold'em.
Were you?
Yeah. Okay.
Because we used to play all kinds of goofy games, like at your house and everywhere else.
Yeah, right.
Remember, like, Iron Cross. I don't remember this game.
Or Cincinnati. Yeah. Or, right.
I don't remember that.
Five.
It's like, it was dealer's choice, and then it just turned into, and in the early 2000s, it just turned into All Hold'em.
All Hold'em or Omaha.
Yeah.
We do Omaha a lot of Omaha.
Sucks. I was at the Prime the other day. The table goes, hey, you want to do a...
Round of each?
Yeah, round of each.
Yeah.
You want to do round of each? I'm like, what the hell is round of each? Like, stuff I didn't... And it just turns out, you know, it's pot limit Omaha, and then it's no limit
right.
Hold'em.
When you get back to the dealer,
got
right.
to Omaha, and I'm like, God, I can't even remember how to play Omaha. I haven't played forever. I'm like, took my phone, went to the magic Google machine, like, crap. Omaha, I'm like, okay, that's right. I got four cards.
You
I
have to use two.
Okay, yeah. That's right. And then I was like, I realized I've got a pair of kings in my hand. I'm like, is this good?
Yeah.
I can't even remember it's good.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
until a king doesn't come up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Then it's
so,
crap.
I ended up folding my kings. I'm like, I don't know. So then I Googled this. What are good hands in Omaha? Search. Oh, okay. Two different suited kind of connectors.
Ace of spades, ace of clubs.
Basically, you're looking to play
king of clubs is your best hand.
Kind of flushes and straights, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're looking to play.
Yeah. So, there's all that. So, anyway, that's going to happen. And we want give us an idea. We want players, man. Let's go. We need a good tournament on Friday while we're going to be watching the games. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we also want you to come out to Revelry. Great place to watch your basketball. I watched the whole game. We watched the Rockets and Celtics up at Revelry. And it was fantastic. Everybody was into it. I don't think you were here the Monday. I'm not sure if you were there. But it was, I mean, I don't remember a regular season game where I was in a bar where everybody was, every basket.
Which one was this?
The Rockets Celtics a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I was at the Combine.
Yeah, you were at the Combine. So it was awesome to have. Revelry was really crowded, and everybody was into the Rockets game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't see that in a regular season basketball game. You just don't. I mean, when was the last big regular season Rockets basketball game you remember?
Oh, I mean, I guess there's. I mean, I don't remember anything.
So it's all so it's well, really but I mean, but it's me. One of 82.
Well, you know what? I think when you go into, I think, see, this is the when you sit at your home, I don't think you get a good sense.
No.
That's why going out with other people or being amongst other people,
absolutely.
It really gives you a much better feel for how the city is feeling about. Like I saw that with the Astros last year,
yeah.
In the middle of the season, and I think you'll see that with the Rockets too. When you're out in a public setting, the people who cheer at a sports bar, really anything, the people who cheer, and especially in the middle of a win streak, because that was in the middle of a win streak. I think there is that excitement. Well,
and I think on the Friday night Toronto game, although they fell so far behind, if they didn't fall behind and it was a tight nip and tuck battle, I think that would have been the same kind of atmosphere because it is a Friday. A lot of people are out. If you're in a sports bar, everybody would have been, you know, really, really into it. But when you fall 19 down, it kind of loses its luster. But then when they made their comeback, I'm sure sports bars here were just going, you know, nuts.
Oh, yeah. So this is right now the Rockets are in a very special potential place because there's a feeling of anticipation, like there's a belief.
Yeah.
There's a belief and a legitimate hope. Like, you know, when you are an 8 seed, you had no hope against the Golden State Warriors. Last year, there was more hope than it was dampened down at the end. Now, and I think if this were the same construct as last year's team, well, if you had this record, which wouldn't happen with last year's team, but let's just say you did. There would still be the feeling like, well, what's going to be different? Mm. Well, now you can always point to Chris Paul is different, and you can point to the difference in the roster.
And the defense.
But I also think that having – now, not everybody is a fan of all the sports, but like when we grew up, you were a fan of all your home team. And if you lived in a hometown, you were a hometown fan. Now there's new Astros fans who used to be, you know, fans of whoever or whatever else. And basketball is probably the most flighty of all. Maybe football is. I don't know. Where younger fans will cheer for players and they don't cheer for teams, unless the team's good.
Because
that way you don't ever have to cheer for a losing team. You can only like cheer
whatever.
For winners.
Yeah. Well, that's a t-shirt fan. That's a bandwagon fan.
Yeah, but that's younger fans too now. They like to just cheer for good. They don't want to have to go through any negative stuff. Well, all of a sudden you have a World Series run by the Astros followed up.
By this.
It is followed up because the season's right there. I mean, it was they backed into each other, backed into a Rockets run that has a chance to be that way, and all of a sudden you say to yourself, "Wow!" And the Texans are just got Aaron Colvin special.
What do you
special?
Think, why you think that's special?
Special move that I feel something special is going on over there. Chantrell Henderson, Aaron Colvin, Zach Fulton. This is what dreams are made of.
Well, I don't know if it's this quite the same as, you know, getting a Cousins or a Allen Robinson or Trey Burton. You know, all the things that other teams are doing. But but when you already got Deshaun in place, need is pieces.
I like what they're doing. It's I call it Band-Aids and peroxide. Free agency is to
just fill in the holes.
You got to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
You got to stop the bleeding. Now, Aaron Colvin is a peroxide move. He can get you healthy at the cornerback position. Nate Solder and Chantrell Henderson, those are Band-Aid guys. Let's just stop the bleeding until we can get it healthy. Aaron Colvin is going to be a more long-term deal. He's a cornerback from Jacksonville, had a good season last year with the Jags. He'll come over and presumably play the slot. Now, that begs the question, well, who's outside with who exactly is outside with Kevin Johnson then? Well, I guess we'll find out. I do know this. If Aaron Colvin plays a slot, you're going to move Kareem Jackson either to that outside corner spot where he's not fast enough, so that's unlikely, or to the safety position. And I think you'll see Kareem make a move to safety. Marcus Gilchrist is a free agent, so he's probably not going to be there. So there, Andre Howell and you have Andre Howell, and you have Kareem Jackson, who could be the safeties. Aaron Colvin, Malcolm Butler is going to be a Titan. And I think the Texans probably, one of two things happened. Either they dug into him and figured out his price point was not going to be what they wanted, or maybe the Texans and Bill O'Brien did not get a great review from the New England Patriots about what kind of guy he was or whatever. Whatever that was at the very end that hurt him. One or the other. My guess is it was price point. So, or interest level. Maybe he wasn't interested in coming to the Texans. I don't know.
And, you know, I don't know. I didn't see Malcolm Butler every game, but the thought was he wasn't nearly as good as he was.
And maybe that's what it was. Maybe the perception of him is just still based on an interception at the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know? I mean, I think they did. I think they torched him a little
bit. If he was that good, he would have been playing in the Super Bowl despite whatever issues he may have had. If he would have been that good, because Eric Rowe was that bad.
You can't make my sports map article that you can read today is going to be about you can't build teams through free agency. You just can't. If you're trying to buy your way into blue chip players, like there's a lot of teams trying to do that with Kirk Cousins. That's fine if you hit, but if you miss, it is so debilitating. And Kirk Cousins, and when we come back, we'll talk about this. Kirk Cousins is going to get a deal that will fundamentally change football forever.
Yeah.
This is a massive, massively important deal. I mean, it's borderline Kurt Flood type stuff. I mean, it really is, because it is going to change the way teams are going to have to operate with tier one free agents.
Yes.
Not just quarterbacks, but all tier one free agents.
All tier one free agents. All right, let's talk about Rich Drake is probably...
Kurt Flood.
Hurtful.
Yeah, you can read it whenever they edit it.
It's not your...
It's Dell. It's Dell's.
Your sports map article isn't... It's 7:12. Isn't it supposed to be in by 7?
No, they got to edit it.
Well, no editing.
Have you sent it in?
They are. What's the deal with Richard Drake? What were you saying, John?
No, because
what about your sports map article?
No, but you mentioned it about Renter's Warehouse.
You mentioned your sports map article.
Yeah.
Because I sent mine in at about 11:30, and it's already up on the front page. Shouldn't yours have already been in and edited and ready to go?
Fred's sleeping.
Fred is not. I'm sure Fred's awake. He's the editor in chief, and he wakes up and he wants to put his red lines through everything. And
4 o'clock poker ended. Fred went to bed. He'll be up at about 9.
Fred doesn't stay up till 4.
Josh is awake. Josh helps with that stuff too.
Josh is probably here. Should we get Josh in here?
He's not here yet, but we'll get it. We'll get him in when he's here. We can talk to Josh about Lance's article.
You know, we do have to get in today. If he's in, is Trey.
I know.
Are you familiar with what's going on in Trey's life right now?
Yeah. I saw Trey yesterday, and I couldn't have been more happy because I saw Trey yesterday.
Yeah. Things happen when he's here.
Yeah.
That's the NASCAR savant, by the way.
No. I know. And I asked him about Brian Lofton or whatever, whoever.
No, he's got a problem in his personal life.
Oh, no, I know that.
Okay.
But his personal life, it got even worse when dude spun
Kyle
out.
Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
Who?
Kyle Larson.
Same thing.
Yeah, he had a NASCAR.
Ryan Lofton.
He had NASCAR stuff.
Kyle Larson, whatever.
Maybe your life is not going well because you have to sell your home, and it's been on the market for 6 months, and you've had two price reductions. And you're like, wow, this is killing us right now. How am I going to pay this rent on this property and this mortgage on my other property? Well, you know, I guess you should be calling Renter's Warehouse, because they can get your house rented on average within 17 days, and then someone else is paying your mortgage for you, and then you actually will be making money on top of that as well. So it doesn't really make sense if you are not sure about the home market, or if maybe it's been sitting there for a while. It's not too late to switch over to Renter's Warehouse.
I'm diametrically opposed. I said this yesterday on the show after you left, to reductions. You know, when women get, you know, stuff reduced. I mean,
But this is a price reduction.
Well,
on the house.
Price reduction. I know. I'm opposed to that, too. So if you have to do that, wait a minute. Put on the brakes.
A balsamic reduction for a nice steak? Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's not okay.
You're against all of it.
I'm
okay.
against any kind of reduction.
Well, consistent. You're consistent.
That's right. I'm anti-reduction.
You're anti-reduction.
So if you got to reduce the price on your house, you know, that's when you hit the brakes and go, we're not doing that. What we're doing is let's keep the value. Let's keep our home. We know it's worth more than that. But the so it's a buyer's market. Great. I have to sell my home for less than I want to sell it for? No. You call Rich Drake. Rich Drake saves you against your reduction. You don't have to do that. You don't have to price reduce. All you have to do is call Rich Drake, 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, and get your house rented and keep your home and get it paid off, your mortgage paid off by other people. RentersWarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 719 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Aaron Colvin. I haven't seen a lot of places where Zach Fulton that is done. And Sean Trell is still not done. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are. If you get Sean Trell, is there still? Well, is Nate Solder still?
But Pro Football Talk has said Sean Trell.
It's all
is
done.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nate Solder, it's between the Giants and the Texans. Brown signed Chris Hubbard from the Steelers, so it's now Giants and Texans are the two left, and I still think it's going to be Texans, ultimately, because the Giants are frankly a mess, and unless he just wants to stay in the Northeast, medical facilities, I would assume the money, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. You've got a team that is... You know, there's enough blue chip players on this team to think that you have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you can or not, we'll find out. But I still think Nate Solder will be down. Zach Fulton is going to happen, and Aaron Colvin's going to happen.
All right, let's say you get Fulton, Sean Trell, and Nate Solder.
Yeah.
Holy crap. And you got Aaron Colvin in the mix as well.
So basically, you get two tackles.
Yeah,
and a center/guard.
And guard. A center
but
and
you
guard.
You needed
because
at least
Martin
that much.
Is going to guard, right?
I guess. I mean, if they say he's going to play center, Martin's going to go to guard, I guess, yeah. I mean, he's got college experience there.
Yeah.
And if they decide Fulton's better at guard, then he'll play right guard, more than likely. That's where he played with the Chiefs. And then Nick Martin will be center. I mean, they needed an overhaul. This is better. I don't think it's not long-term solutions at tackle.
No, but
Sean Charles a one-year deal.
Yeah. But next year you got a first and a second. I mean, you needed Band-Aids here. Mm-hmm. You had to have Band-Aids.
Right.
So, I mean, you were bleeding profusely up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad place to bleed from.
Right.
So you helped out your... And now, I wouldn't be surprised me at all. Because you had so many places, and you still got gaps. You still got holes. There's no question about that. But I wouldn't be surprised me at all if you don't package up those threes. And that you and go up and get a better player.
I think you'll move two of them. You'll move two of them and you'll move up into the second round. I do think they'll do that.
Yeah.
But now they can do that for a cornerback.
Right.
You don't have to do it for an offensive line anymore. I don't think
who are second round corners.
Well, you
that
could
would
do
be...
it for an offensive line like a second rounder, a second round tackle, if somebody falls. But cornerbacks, let me look at my draft tracker. I'll give you an idea of who is likely, because I'm starting to get a pretty decent feel for where guys are kind of slotting a little bit. An example, and I don't want to move too far up the board at cornerback, because I don't think the Texans are going to be able to get way up there. But here's an example of some cornerbacks who they could see. Well, if I'm being honest, I think Mike Hughes goes in the first. I don't like him as much, but teams were really high on him at the combine. So here are three high-end potential legit cornerback ones who you might be able to find slipping
in the second round.
Slipping into the early second round if you can aggressively move to the early second round.
Let's say you Josh can't get
Jackson,
there till the middle.
Josh Jackson,
okay,
who did not run well and didn't have a great workout, but was considered the number two corner
on the
board. I believe
he was Pro Football Focus's number one corner.
Yeah, once again, I don't like putting together a Pro Football Focus team.
I know.
Because usually it's a struggle. Carlton Davis from Auburn, who I think may have snuck into the first round, who literally put Calvin Ridley in a bad spot when they played. He is a physical, strong guy.
Perry Nickerson ran great.
Perry Nickerson ran really well. He's more of a slot, though. He's 182 pounds, so I think Aaron Colvin, I think he's out. So you got to look for a certain type of size, like Dante Jackson is the same kind of thing. Duke Dawson's the same. MJ Stewart, who would be more like a third. Nick Nelson from Wisconsin is more like a third. Tavarius McFadden ran super slow. Kevin Tolliver, turd. Holton Hill, smoker. Yeah.
Tony Brown.
You know, the more I look, Tony Brown overrated.
Big mistake guy.
Yeah, Tony Brown is big and runs fast, but let's slow down on.
I think he was coming out JT's year, and he was like, everybody, oh my God, Tony Brown. Tony Brown is here. Tony Brown.
And he, in the meantime,
he played in the 7-on-7 tournament at Texas A&M, the big slot championship.
Yeah.
Tony Brown, everybody's got to go see Tony. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, was he that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a 5-star, and he's like, so, and to this day, he's getting overrated again because he looks good. He works out good. You watch him on tape. And he's just kind of tight in his lower body.
Holton Hill's surprising.
Jair Alexander.
Holton Hill's from here. Yeah. Actually, he went to Pershing.
He's talented.
He's really
just can't stop smoking.
6'3".
Yeah. Once again, I think he's a second round talent, but he's not going to get drafted there. If you can't stay on the field because you test positive, if it's not important enough to you, I know a team, we ask him, how much do you love football? He goes, man, I love football. He goes, really? Mm-hmm. Because you can't even, you love it so much that you can't even beat the test.
Mm-hmm.
That you're constantly testing negative or positive, and you can't even stay on the field. You can't beat a test. That's how much you love football?
I didn't say I loved it more than weed. I said I love football.
He just loves football.
I said I love football. I didn't say I loved it more than weed.
Yeah, I guess.
Because
I guess the question needs to be rephrased.
Yeah. If you're talking about my first love.
Yeah, it's weed.
It's weed.
Now, I will say, I would do whatever I need to do to get up and get my hands on a guy like Carlton Davis, Josh Jackson, Isaiah Oliver. Those are corners with size that you need. And the Texans have standards at cornerback now. They're not going to be doing Kareem Jackson 5'10", 5'11", corners anymore. That's not happening on the outside.
Usually corners, the top five corners won't be around mid-second.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Minka's going to be off the board. I think he's just more of a DB.
Denzel Ward will be off the board. I think Josh Jackson will probably be off the
Mike
board.
Mike Hughes, I think, will be the third
if
one off the board.
If Pro Football Focus says Josh Jackson is the best,
true.
Then,
that's true, yeah.
Then goodbye.
Mike Hughes, I also believe that when you look at this roster, you look at all the cornerbacks, we in Pro Football Focus here in Ireland have determined that Jair Alexander, a young Irish player from Louisville, is one of the best corners in the game.
Corners. He is one of the best corners.
One of the best corners.
So, actually, you know, after last year, in which the Texans weren't named in any of the free agent, there, you know, they listed last year 31 teams, free agency, what's ranked their free agent seasons, and the Texans weren't. You
See,
know why
you
those Texans
really...
weren't listed? Because they did nothing.
That's why they got a third-round compensatory pick. They got a third-rounder for Dwayne Brown in a trade. But it was important that the Texans didn't do anything and they got their comp picks. You don't want to be the team that's having to spend all the time. Like, there's a bunch of band-aid. Like, you got to do this because your roster is
not
right.
Yeah, but you also got, by the way, you have money to spend. Now, look, Cleveland taking care of business. They had money. You have to spend the money. There's a floor that you have to hit.
No, I think they're doing a good job.
I think they are too.
But when you have so many picks and you have so much money to spend and you don't have a good roster.
Yeah.
You better be doing something.
They did a nice job. I thought the Bears did a pretty nice job as well.
Yeah, who did they
Trey
got? Allen Robinson,
and Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah, so they basically, and you know what? Everyone's putting Calvin Ridley to the Bears. Calvin Ridley's not going that high. Calvin Ridley to the Bears. You know where I put Calvin Ridley? To the Packers. And Packer fans are like, are you the dumbest person in the history of the world? We have Jordy and we have Randall Cobb. I'm like, well, I know things that you probably don't know, that you're not going to have Jordy that much longer.
Well, it's interesting without Ted Thompson how they're going about it. And they're going to – somebody said – I think it was Trey Wingo. Chris Canty. Franchise malfeasance. In that, with Aaron Rodgers, that you haven't built a team, and Ted Thompson's his philosophy was, we ain't doing it in free agency. Mm-hmm. They got Julius Peppers, and they might a couple of guys throughout the years, but that was it. We are not spending free agent money. That's just not what we do. And is it a crime that they've only gone? They've only won one Super Bowl.
No, I mean, no more so than it was with the Colts, I guess, with Peyton Manning. But you got to look at it like this: they have. I respect that the Pittsburgh Steelers don't do it; they sign their own. You know, New England really doesn't do it a whole lot. They've got an idea of how they do it, but those teams who do it that way, you're supposed to draft well and develop your own. Ted Thompson's drafts,
not that great. No.
Frankly, over the last 2 years, I've looked at his drafts versus what I liked, and I thought, I could never work for Ted Thompson because we clearly see players a lot differently. Blake Martinez for Stanford and Jake Ryan from Michigan, they ain't going to be my inside linebackers, I can tell you that right now. And they've got them as starting inside linebackers. I'm like, wow, I didn't think Blake Martinez really could belong. And he was a fourth-round pick.
It might be racist of you. To think that way. That
yeah, why you got a problem with Blake Martinez
why,
and
why
Jake
Ryan? Why is the guy
Ryan?
Named Martinez not being able to play?
Well, Jake Ryan, too.
Yeah, why? Jake Ryan.
What's your problem with those two?
Racial.
I just didn't think they ran fast enough.
Is that it?
Is that what you think? Why? Do they look like they don't run fast? Yeah. Is that what your problem?
Yes, they did on tape.
And when we timed them.
I don't think you actually watched tape. I think you just saw their profile picture and said they can't run fast.
Just said Blake Martinez. Out.
No.
Jake Ryan, I see your face. Out.
Out. Go on The Bachelor, but you ain't going to play for football team. Sounds like a Bachelor guy.
Let's see, Blake. What did Blake Martinez run? I know he could bench press a lot. A 4.71. You know what an analytics guy told me from Tampa? He goes, if you don't, you're not really a make it guy unless you run sub 4.7.
Yeah.
Inside linebackers need to, or all linebackers need to run a sub 4.7 to be a make it guy.
Yeah. All right. Listen, are you a person that needs, do you need some replacement siding? How about this? The whole home replacement siding at Allied Siding and Windows includes all new James Hardy siding, trim, and overhang, starting at just $150 a month. $150 a month. It's ridiculous. Allied Siding and Windows installs more James Hardy plank replacement siding than anyone in Texas. They have the only privately owned James Hardy showrooms in the U.S. 1,400 styles and colors, more than that. Okay, long-lasting durability and increase the value and curb appeal of your home. Non-prorated 30-year warranty. 30 years, okay? You're probably not going to be alive in 30 years. So your house is going to outlive you, and as well it should. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau is Allied Siding and Windows. Give them a call at 713-WINDOWS. 30-second call sets up a 30-minute meeting. They're not going to pressure you. They just don't. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You also get 100% financing, zero down, zero interest for 18 months. Call them at 713-WINDOWS, 713-946-3697. If you need siding, this is the time to call. I've never seen it this low. $150 a month? Are you kidding me? That's where it starts. Allied Siding and Windows. Affordable, local, reliable.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 734 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. 3776 is the number. Your Texans have some new football players, a couple of offensive linemen, Zach Fulton, Chantrell Henderson, and they've got a cornerback. And I know that we're so stupid that we don't know anything, but, you know, it was plain to the human. And you know, that's why I love what coaches, they just, you know, I got to answer these questions. I mean, with our human eyes, we knew they have to have offensive line help, and they have to have corner help, and to go out in free agency and to get this job done, it changes the draft form. Well, it's not like they have a draft. I mean, what the Packers are doing is filling in. Browns are doing is getting some. You know, they're good football players. I mean, Tyrod Taylor is what is Tyrod Taylor going to win? Although Tyrod Taylor, if you want to know the truth, grades out pretty damn well.
He's okay. I don't think he has a huge impact on winning, but it's smart because here's what the Browns have done. The Browns have added Tyrod Taylor and Carlos Hyde. Well, you say, well, are either one of those guys the solution? Maybe not, but now they don't have to panic in the draft. Right. Like now, I don't know that it keeps you from drafting Saquon Barkley if he's there. But here's what it's going to do. The Tyrod Taylor thing to me is very much a Band-Aid. Like, I still think they're
going to
draft.
Oh, they are going to.
They're going to, in the top four.
One of the first or the fourth pick will be a quarterback.
But now there could be talk about, you might be able to go get Bradley Chubb and go get another pass rusher to go with Myles Garrett.
That's exactly right. I think Bradley Chubb will be the number one pick.
You do?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I got a high grade on him. I almost moved him ahead of Quentin Nelson, but you can win a lot of games with two dominant pass rushers wreaking havoc on
either the that or they if they get a nice deal, they trade out of that spot, which wouldn't be
Well, they put themselves in a position where they don't have to
panic.
They don't have to panic now. The Texans don't have to panic. Like, oh my God, we got to trade everything and get up and get an average tackle.
Right.
Like, that's where you get in trouble. The Texans are using it for Band-Aids and peroxide. They're using free agency the way it should be used, not to build a roster up of these are our core players, but to say, hey, let's get this to where it needs to be so we don't have to do anything dumb in the draft.
If the Browns are never in the lead, how effective are Chubb and Garrett if you are always behind?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're still good. Well, Chubb's still a really good run
stopper. What do you mean?
When
you're behind,
then the pass rushers become less effective because teams don't have to throw the football because you're always trailing.
Well, but guess what? They have to throw the football to get the lead. So hopefully they will.
True, but I mean, a pass rusher's effectiveness, if he pressures a quarterback 3 to 4 times a game, I guess you would say he had a pretty good game. I mean, I get what you're saying. Those guys as bookends would be great. But if they're always playing the run because teams are running out the clock and because they don't have to throw the football because you're never in the lead, that minimizes some of their effectiveness. So I don't know if Tyrod Taylor, I still think they're taking a quarterback at 4 or 1, right?
Yeah. Yes, they will.
Yeah.
So, but again, I think you're putting the cart before the horse. Why are they going to be behind if they've got those guys?
Well, I get what you're saying. Chubb and Garrett should be really good. But you still got to score points, and they're not going to keep teams from scoring points.
They still have a bunch of draft picks, and they are. I mean, I think they're looking at this as not like what is you draft Bradley Chubb. It's for him and Myles Garrett over the next 4 years and maybe the next 7 years could be doing this, and not just like how do we win next year? How are we going to score enough points? I mean, you have a crap ton of picks.
Yeah,
they can target. You know, frankly, you could go get a quarterback. You could get Bradley Chubb, for example, and then you could use most of your picks if you wanted to on one side of the ball or another. I mean, you could literally do that.
How big is the gap between a second-round defensive end and Bradley Chubb and a second-round running back and Saquon Barkley?
Less for Barkley and more for Chubb.
I mean, would you
It's a
feel-
bad DN draft this year for a true edge rusher. Like, Sam Hubbard doesn't rush a passer like Bradley Chubb. Not even close.
Honestly.
Arden Key is
Are you going to feel all that bad if you have Ronald Jones or Sony Michel or...
To pair with Hyde? No.
No.
No?
No.
Not really.
I mean, you could pick... When are you going to pick up Sony Michel? Third?
Second.
Second.
But it's why the NFL has gotten away from running backs as early round picks. Now, I think Barkley has a chance to be special and can change culture. But and I don't think that Carlos Hyde necessarily means they're not going to grab Barkley, but I think it makes it maybe a little less likely. Like, it's not a glaring hole. Of course, San Francisco fans would say, oh, it's still a glaring hole. Carlos Hyde doesn't do anything for
you.
And you look at Carlos Hyde's numbers.
But he's another Band-Aid and peroxide guy.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe it doesn't change a thing.
What about Mark Walton, Del?
He's a guy coming off an injury, fourth rounder, maybe gets into the third, but he's a guy who's a... He's somewhat small and not very fast. He's probably quicker than anything else.
He may be small, but he's slow, though.
Yeah, that's his problem. Well, he's coming off a broken ankle, so who knows what he will be when he's actually fully healthy. He was productive against teams who weren't very good. Now, that might be a product of Miami's offensive line more than anything else. But if you look at his numbers against what you might consider not even just premier defensive lines, but just like average He didn't put up numbers. He put up most of his numbers against bad or mid-major type teams.
I actually think he's, I mean, he's another kind of Duke Johnson
type.
Yeah, he's
fine. I mean, no, he's probably he's okay. less electric than Duke Johnson. Good out of the backfield. Duke was probably better, and Duke has made his money. Well, he will make his money from the Browns or someone else because he's a pass catcher. I don't think Mark Walton is as accomplished as Duke doing that, but he probably will fill a role like that someplace.
What did Kerryon Johnson run?
4.54.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. I like Kerryon Johnson.
I know. He's big back.
But he's a banger. I don't know that he's going to play more than 5 or 6 years, but I like him.
Yeah.
He is physical. Here's something. The Houston Texans, Adrian Peterson wants to be a Texan.
Of course he does.
What do you you know what he cited? One of the reasons why? He wanted to be part of a classy organization.
You're damn right he does.
Well, the Texans.
Who doesn't want to be? Everybody in the league wants to be a Texan.
He's not Texans worthy, though.
I mean, does he discipline his kids so that they act right? Yeah, that's Texas.
That's what we are considering what he did. That's what the Texans are going to view it as.
Yeah.
So they act right.
Oh, he cares
as
a father.
Drawing blood is what the Texans are going to consider acting. Just get your kid to act right.
Then, you know what? Listen, kid. Okay. If you're not going to listen, then
look,
guess what?
That's a sign an overhill running back if you'd like.
You'll get a fresh one.
I'm just pointing out that he doesn't seem like the type that the Texans want to. I don't think the Texans want to fade alleged child abuser.
Here's another one that's not Texan. Well, this one's not Texan worthy, but Adrian is. Eric wants to talk about Ndamukong Suh. What do you say, Eric?
Yeah, I was wondering, when is Suh going to get released by the Dolphins? And is he going to the Cowboys and Falcons? And also, like that guy that y'all have on. From Fox 26 in the morning. Isaiah Factor guy. He's pretty cool.
That's wrong. That's not Nate Griffin.
That's Nate.
Isaiah. They're different
not
people.
Isaiah Carey.
Eric. And you know that, Eric. Wong.
Eric. No, is Ndamukong Suh not a perfect cowboy?
Yeah.
I mean, a-hole. I mean, he's perfect for that
There's
organization.
A guy. I'll give you another team.
Raiders.
I know they traded for Shelton, but... The guy who broke the Amendola, or he had word of Amendola becoming a Dolphin before most. I guess someone texted him. Whoever that source is, that same guy said Suh to New England. I don't see it happening. They just traded for Shelton.
Who had it? Wasn't it Dan Helly?
I could see that.
It was a guy. But there's another. Dan Helly is the official guy. Yeah, obviously he broke the news.
But Dan Helly's not even a news breaking.
But not
guy.
That. Yeah, he's like an anchor, right?
Yeah.
But there's another guy on Twitter who took to Twitter to talk about the Amendola before Amendola was official.
Goss?
That's a lady. there was a guy who had the Amendola news. He had it in a direct message, and some guy told him this, and he said it's a source. Who knows? But that source was saying, Suh to New England. Apparently that's something that's been discussed between the two parties. It doesn't feel right, though.
Suh and Malcolm Brown, that's pretty good.
But they just traded for Shelton, right?
How did Suh play? Oh, yeah, if they just traded for Shelton.
Yeah.
Well, you could run that three-man front.
Yeah.
Suh, Shelton, and yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty, ooh.
That's out there. We'll see how it happens. But
Danny Shelton and Ndamukong Suh and Malcolm Brown?
That would be ugly.
That's a little nasty up front.
Someone tweeted.
It's big.
Well, and that's where quarterbacks hate it coming from, inside.
And someone retweeted in response to that particular rumor, if Ndamukong Suh goes to New England, Mike Pouncey just might as well retire.
Mike Pouncey's going to get his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
Speaking of Muhammad Wilkerson to the Packers, what that dude.
These moves before
that
free agency.
That dude is Albert Haynesworth.
Okay, it's a concern. Do you know all these moves now where everything's being announced before the start? Remember when it used to be at midnight Eastern refresh. Now it's literally just like, oh, here's 100 moves that are already ready to roll.
Oh, I'm reading websites to say he's already signed. No, he hasn't. No.
It's not legal unless the guy was cut. You can sign if you're a free, like if you're a veteran who was cut and you're a free agent, you can sign. But yeah, this is all these deals are going to be announced, and I'm in charge of team needs. For all the NFL teams.
How are you supposed to know when
That's what I'm saying. My editor yesterday goes, hey, you have the team needs reboot ready on Thursday night? I'm like, I guess. It's all going to change. Like, everything I'm doing now is just slaughtered. That's why I feel like not even doing team needs before free agency. Let's just wait and see how the dust clears.
Hey, don't wait But get in on mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. Lay down some money. Score big on college hoops. The tournament starts tomorrow. There's going to be 16 games. You can't enjoy the games unless you have money on it. A 22-point game. Oh, well, that game sucked. No, because I laid 23, so no. I need another basket. Okay, you're going to be screaming at your TV at a 22-point game. That's what happens when you're at mybookie.ag. It makes the game fun. Okay, yeah. Okay, so listen, it's not any fun unless you're gambling, unless you got something on it, unless you got a stake in it, okay? You got any skins in the game? If you don't, then it's boring. What you need is mybookie.ag. You win, they pay, fast and without hassles. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They have in-game live betting. So let's say you bet a team, and they're getting killed, and you're not going to win your bet. Oh, let me go the other way. And you can go the other way and still win money, even though you bet the wrong side, because you got in-game gambling. Join now. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio, and you can enter a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Promo code radio, MyBookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, my God. We're on the air. Oh, my God.
I found out one of my kids is a super snitch yesterday.
Like, you in school. Tell the story.
He basically...
He's in fifth grade.
He's in the bathroom. Some seventh grader comes out of a stall on his phone, and Mason, I guess, sees that he's got a page up that has, you know, questions or how to do something, and... My son goes, are you cheating on a test? Are you using that to cheat on a test? The seventh grader, 2 years older, I guess dog cusses him and pushes him against the wall, then throws rocks at him at playground.
Mason.
And then Mason sees him in a hallway a few days later. You think it's all squashed. And Mason sees him and says, hi, Brian. Like, and then the guy like pushes him against the lockers. I'm like, I said, why are you doing that?
First of all,
he goes, because I should be able to say that. He was pushing me and throwing rocks at me, so I'm going to get back at him like that. And I let him know that I'm not afraid of him. I'm like, well, I respect that you're not afraid of him. He goes, he wants to beat me up, fine. I got all my friends around and I got teachers around. He wants to do that. I'm like, I said, you just got to stay out of other people's. He goes, cheating's not right. I said, yeah, that's fine. I know. I'm glad you have a moral compass, but. You gotta let the universe handle that.
Let God handle it, Mason.
Yeah, you can't. You can't just like.
Hey, are you cheating?
Confront him if he's cheating in a bathroom.
By the way,
like, what are you doing in the bathroom?
If it was a third grader, okay. Hey, little third grader, you cheating on a test? That's fine.
Yeah. But not a seventh grader. That's a rare move.
No, that's a ballsy move. Yeah. He ain't scared. And then dude's throwing rocks at him, and he goes, "Hey, Brian."
Yeah, he literally said, hi, Brian. And he said that all I did was get the guy Matt even more mad.
What color's Mason's hair today?
It's black.
It's black today?
Yeah, well, he had it purple during the summer, but he accidentally washed it out kind of early, so it turned into these nappy, nasty blonde streaks. It was like it just didn't look, I thought it looked terrible, but he just got a haircut. And so,
it's back to black again?
Yeah. Well, I guess when he would have challenged Brian... Because he got his haircut 2 days ago, so when he would have, you know, gone after Brian, that would have been
with the blonde streaks in his hair.
Yeah.
All right. Tell him, dude, you can, you know, pick on third graders. Don't challenge seventh graders in the bathroom. That's just a dumb move. Oh, my God. He might be an informant someday.
Oh, no, 100%.
Yeah, he may be. Dude has a moral compass. Holy crap. 100%.
I said, why did you do it? He goes, because he was cheating. I'm like, yeah, but I don't understand what you have to do with this. It's not even in your class. It's not like he's being a curb buster.
Yeah, it
like,
doesn't affect your grade at all. Buster.
Yeah, right. And his whole thing was, but it's wrong to cheat. I'm
when I get when I get to seventh grade, I won't be able to take that test because it's too easy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say you do a lot of stuff that's not right either. Well, I mean, why don't you
check yourself?
Yeah,
you know, no, your kid's gonna be
not cheating.
Your kid's gonna work for IA.
Yeah, he is. He's, internal affairs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this. This Kirk Cousins contract.
Yeah. It's a game changer because Kirk Cousins is getting a fully guaranteed contract. 3 years, fully guaranteed.
$84 million guaranteed.
Yeah, it's three, right? Yeah, 3 years. Here's why this is a game changer. He's going to the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins did something that's unusual. All right, you get franchise tag, you have to live with it. Kirk Cousins turned down some longer term offers because he didn't think the money was right.
Well, he only wants 3 years, so he's going to have another contract.
Well, he kept betting on himself with the Redskins.
Right.
Two straight, and after the second straight, you would have thought, okay, he's going to be mad, and he's looking for a long-term deal. He wasn't looking for a long-term deal. He bet on himself again, and he probably understood you don't even have to be good. You just have to be above average, and Kirk Cousins is probably above average is the best I can say about him. That's no different than Matt Schaub was. He's above average. Look at all of his numbers. Kirk Cousins is above average and hasn't really had a big impact on winning at all. For the Washington Redskins. He is now the highest paid player in the NFL.
Will he impact winning on a much better football team, though?
Possibly.
Because he's accurate.
But anytime you need somebody else needs a lot of guys around them.
Yeah.
They're not an elite talent. And he's getting paid like an elite talent. But here's what is the game changer. Fully guaranteed deal and short term. Usually teams get a 5-year contract, and then, you know, it's assumed that you basically are going to have to pay the first 3 years, but then year four, you might be able to get out of it. You might be able to cut the player. You might look to extend the player if they did really well. Kirk Cousins he has all the leverage. All of his contract is guaranteed. All of it, 100%. Which this is the first time I've seen a deal that gets 100% guarantee for this many years. And he's only in it for 3 years. So he's going to have a chance to hit the market again after the market has been reset by Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and whoever else. He's going to hit it again. He's going to double dip into it again. So Kirk Cousins.
Well, if he wins, he'll cash in.
But he looks pretty good, right?
No, but
good defense.
But will he get this kind of deal again if he's with? Now this is, I think he's pushing all in here because he doesn't need another dime in his life. He doesn't need another dime now.
Right.
But if he doesn't play well with this kind of talent around him, with this defense, and he doesn't win big, and oh, by the way, he's getting $28 million a year. Is he $26 million a year better than Case Keenum was?
No, but it's irrelevant. It's just perception.
Well, granted, but if he doesn't get any further, to me, the Vikings are saying, here's the deal. This is like the Astros now, or the Dodgers now, or any of these teams that it's Super Bowl or bust. And if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl, this is a huge failure.
Guess what? They can't get away from him. It's just like with Jay Cutler. It's just like with Schaub. The only way you got away from Schaub was because he was monumentally horrific. Let's say in Minnesota with that defense, with Thielen and Diggs and whatever else, let's say they get to NFC Championship game 2 out of 3 years, they lose both of them. What are you going to do at the end of 3 years? You're like, well, I mean, do we draft and do we blow it all up and start over? Probably not. You'll keep saying, God, we're right on the cusp.
Well, I would say after 2 years, you're going to draft a quarterback. We got to take a break because we've got at the top of the hour, Carlin Hartman.
Then he'll get paid by somebody else.
We're talking Oklahoma basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Kirk Cousins will get paid by somebody else.
Well, he'll get paid by somebody else, but guess what? He ain't worth it. Guess what? If he doesn't go, again, this is a monumental failure if they don't win this. Not only get to the Super Bowl, but win.
It's a pretty good situation for him.
Yeah, oh, it's a great situation for him.
It's not a monumental failure. It's how much quarterbacks cost now.
For the Viking. Oh, no, really? Because I saw him get to the same place that Kirk Cousins is getting to, but with your theory, and only pay $2 million for the quarterback.
But Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, yeah, but
they were bad. This team was in the NFC Championship game.
Well, more importantly,
with a $2 million quarterback.
Every quarterback from now on is going to be looking for guaranteed deals, and they're going to look for short-term deals. They're going to say, every agent's going to say, that's what we want. You know why agents want it to be 3 years, not 5 years? Because their quarterback hits the market sooner, and they get paid
absolutely
again.
All right, time to talk Rockets basketball.
Let me tell you about those Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets give you your chance to get in on a terrific opportunity, and that opportunity is to see playoff caliber or playoff basketball at a high, high level. The Houston Rockets are giving you a chance to jump in and get your season tickets for the next 3 years at one price. And here's what I mean by that. Lock in. If you know anything about ticket prices in sports, they go up every year. The Rockets are saying, look, if you like what we're doing now, and if you like the consistency of the organization, because they've always tried to win, they don't tank, they always try to win, then why don't you lock in on this first-time-ever offer where you can get a three-year club seat ticket package. And if you're not going to use them, you can also sell them on flash seats, by the way. It's three special seasons for one special price. No need to worry about price of season tickets going up. You lock in for the same rate for 3 years for this VIP offer. It also is going to give you dibs on your priority for playoff tickets this year. So jump in and make that commitment into the club seats, and you are going to get locked in at one price for 3 years on the club seats and priority on this year's playoff tickets and what looks like a very special run for your Houston Rockets. For more information, go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.